Commentator Aaron Freeman has been thinking about science, politics, and family.
The second law of thermodynamics may have saved my marriage. The second law says, to grossly oversimplify, that in a closed system, things will tend toward disorder or entropy. Prior to learning about the second law, my wife says she'd always thought disorder was caused by men and children. But now she understands it's the second law of thermodynamics, not other family members, that cause the kitchen sink to fill up with chaotically strewn dishes. The tendency toward disorder or entropy seems a fundamental property of nature. It explains how a single, elegant point could have big banged itself into the sloppy universe we know. Disorder increases at a dizzying pace all around us. Pro sports leagues expand and diversify, as do the ethnicities of their athletes. There are now whole universes of television, like satellite and digital cable, that I've never even visited, and that's just in English. There used to be one Soviet Union, monolithic, easy to identify and hate. Now the Soviets have dissolved into, like, 15 completely different nations, half of whom are Islamic and the other half owned by Starbucks. American politics seem more chaotic than they used to. In the 60s, the battle lines looked tidy. It was SDS against the NRA, women's libbers versus chauvinist pigs. But now we have whole organizations of anti-abortion feminists and presidential campaigns by pro-gun anti-warriors. Of course, real life has always been more complex than any one culture's solipsistic fantasies. But viewed through the thermodynamic prism, the whole of reality looks like a hopeless battle against galloping disorder. Entropy seems like the Borg on Star Trek. Resistance is futile. My wife considers her battle against entropy a holy war ennobled by its sheer hopelessness. Me, I'm just trying to keep my bearings as all that was familiar to me blows itself apart. The second law of thermodynamics may have saved my marriage, but it's ruining my world.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.